Welcome to Conestoga 10, podcast number 4 for March 23rd, 2006. Conestoga is Oklahoma's largest literary science fiction and fantasy convention. It will be held July 28th through the 30th, 2006 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are celebrating 10 years of Conestoga, Misha Merlin Publishing, and Yard Dog Press. In our fourth program, we bring you the multi-talented Lee Martindale, fantasy author, editor, and folk singer. In this short interview, we touch on a variety of topics, and you'll soon learn why Lee has been at 8 out of the previous 9 Conestogas, and why we like having her back. Today we have Lee Martindale, author, editor, folk singer, and part-time auctioneer for Conestoga. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Are you looking forward to Conestoga 10?
Oh, absolutely. It's been 10 years in the making, after all.
And you have to be there for three reasons, don't you?
I was one of the guests at the first Conestoga, thanks to Kathy Wentworth. I have been to 9 of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason. The second and third reason is that I'm published by both Misha Merlin and Yard Dog Press. So if I'm not there, they're sending a posse after me.
In addition to being an author for both Misha Merlin and Yard Dog Press, you're also an editor. What I'd like to do is ask you, how did you fall into the job of becoming an editor?
In 1997, I got an idea for an anthology, since I had been writing for a lot of anthologies. And I'd been an editor of a size rights activism magazine for about 12 years. I decided I wanted to do an anthology where the heroes and heroines were fat people. And concurrent with this, I saw a notice that Misha Merlin Publishing, a new house based in Atlanta, Georgia, and they were about 6 months old, was looking for interesting ideas, different ideas. You don't get much more different than an anthology where dieting is not a four-letter word. So I sent a proposal. Started talking with Stephen Pagel. He basically said, go for it. And through his support and a great deal of good work by a lot of wonderful writers, we put it out then.
And that was your result of that was called Such a Pretty Face.
Such a Pretty Face, Tales of Power and Abundance, out of Misha Merlin Publishing, published in 2000 and still going strong.
Well, that's excellent, and it's still in print. That's good.
Very good.
Well, some of the things that you're also known for is filk singing.
Yes, and do I need to explain what filk is?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Some of our listeners may be new to conventions, and we'd certainly like to invite them to hear you.
Filk is has been variously defined. I tend to define it as science fiction and fantasy-based folk music. Several forms. You can have well-known tunes with words appropriate to a genre setting. You can have the kind of thing I write, which is original music and original words. Instrumentation runs the gamut from guitars to, I have seen, zithers. But it's a case, it's basically jam sessions around the kind of thing we read and the kind of and TV shows and movies that we watch, and people who are given to songwriting will get together and celebrate them in song.
Well, thank you. We were going to ask her to perform for us a little bit, but I think we should save that for the convention because we want you to come to the convention so you can meet Lee Martindale and hear her sing. And also, one of her other activities that she has been a big help to Conestoga is as an auctioneer in our charity auction, and she's helped us raise a lot of money for the various charities we supported over the years. And was wondering if you'd tell us a little bit about your experience as being our auctioneer in the past.
The first time I did it was at Conestoga. I had no experience in auctioneering whatsoever, but I've been on stage as an entertainer since I was 3. So how hard could it be? I found out it was very hard, but it was also a great deal of fun. I had good role models like Jim Murray. It was just a case of people donate things, and we try to get as much for them as possible. And if that takes clowning and coercing and threatening, we'll do it.
Well, that's excellent. Of course, you know this year our charity is going to be the Royal Gauntlet, the Educational Birds of Prey show. And, of course, they've been guests in the past as well, so I think we should have a lot of fun with them. Well, Lee, we're jumping back and forth here on various topics. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you like to write.
Well, I am primarily a short story slinger. I do my storytelling in 5,000 words or less. And the markets for those are anthologies, magazines, chapbooks. I primarily write fantasy. I have written and had published in Leon Miller's Lowport one science fiction story. I do a little horror now and then, but primarily fantasy, a lot of Bardic and Celtic based.
Could you explain the term chapbook, because people aren't familiar with that?
Very pleased to. One of the things that a lot of the smaller publishers do this, Yard Dog Press is one of the foremost of the publishers that do chapbooks. They're sort of samplers, particularly good for learning if you like a new writer without having to lay out the prices they want for doorstops. You'll get 3 to 5 short stories, perhaps a novella, in a saddle-stapled book that it's a good introduction. In my case, I have 3 chapbooks with Yard Dog Press. The first is sort of a companion to Such a Pretty Face. Steve Pagel and I agreed that if I edited the thing, I didn't want to have a story in it because it would have made one less slot for one of the other wonderful stories that I'd gotten. I had been writing size positive fiction for a long time, and so talked to Selena, and she said, "Well, sounds good to me." So she printed 5 of my size positive stories, science fiction, fantasy, one little horror piece that would have fit in Such a Pretty Face, and that was the first one, called Folly of Assumption. The second is called To Stand as Witness. It's 3 Arthurian tales. I've always loved the Arthurian myths, and I like to sort of take them sideways. And the third are 5 Bardic tales. The chapbook is called Hell Hath No Fury.
Well, that's a good title. I understand that you're also going to be recording, or you've recorded one of those chapbooks as an audiobook.
That is true. One of the things I've always loved to do at conventions is author readings. No one can read an author's work like the author. And being an entertainer and having a theatrical background, it just sort of came naturally. So what got me started on thinking about doing the audio chapbook was... one night I did a reading of the title story to Stand as Witness, and the room was unusually full for a reading. It was kind of standing room only, and around the back of the room were folks that I normally saw on the SEA list field, large, hairy fighter types. And by the end of the reading, I looked back, and there were tears streaming into beards. There is no better applause, whether you're a bard or a writer, than to have grown men crying at the end of one of your stories. And that's sort of what got me started on recording this one. There are 3 Arthurian pieces. It's coming out from Harpaven Publishing and should be available. It will be available at Conestoga.
Oh, excellent. Does Harpaven have a website that people can go to find out more information about it?
At the present time, Harpaven Publishing is, it's me. And it's they can find out information from my personal website, which is www.harpaven.net.
Harpaven.net. Well, let's go back to the convention a little bit. One of the things is that you kind of made history with Conestoga because you weren't our first Toastmaster, but you were our first Toastmistress. And what was that like?
That was a blast. It came as a great surprise, and I was quite honored to be asked to do it. It was a singular year in that the writer guest of honor was Elizabeth Moon. The fan guests of honor were A.T. Campbell and the late Laurie Wolfe, who was a wonderful individual. We had a Sifwa Musketeer demo that year, and it was a great deal of fun. I've never worked so hard at a convention in my life, but every minute of it was a blast.
Well, we appreciate you working so hard, and I think we'll put you work again this year being our auctioneer if you agree to it.
I would be delighted to, and of course, you all know my motto, which is dangerous when bored.
Dangerous when bored.
Dangerous when bored.
Well, Lee, I want to thank you for being with us here today. We all want you to come to the convention so you can see, hear Lee read, hear her auction, and hear her sing.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Don't miss your opportunity to meet Lee Martindale along with our many other fine guests. As mentioned earlier, Lee's audio chapbook, To Stand as Witness, will be available at the convention. Looking forward to seeing you all at Conestoga 10. For more information, our web address is www.sftulsa.org or send an email to conestoga@sftulsa.org. Questions about our podcast may be sent to podcast@sftulsa.org. Thank you for listening.